Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. I hope that that you can hear me out there, to get the sound going. This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and it's July 31st, 2014. This is the second of a three-hour live program and on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And as I said, you can be streamed. You can be, the call number is 800-313-9443. And on the homepage of RBN, there are all types of sophisticated ways that you can hear Parker Pathways. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And before we get started on our soliloquy, which is very important about the creation of the earth, the determination of the control of the brain, the control of the food supply of the world, which was voted on not any more than a day ago, and other subjects that are very pertinent to body fluids. That'll be our second hour if we're fortunate. And first caller is Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Hey, the last couple seconds of the first hour were the 21st century modern proximity fuse for electromagnetic poisoning of that individual. You know, the normal person that doesn't have the RFID and it can just basically be low-level exposed, but then someone that they don't want to have around, they can turn the fields up real high. But like you said, fear the interlopers bearing gifts, like Gus Russo's book, The Super Mob from Scranton. You know, I finished that year, I promised you, but our capture efficiency has dropped off, but here are the highlights. Looks like the delicate plan worked. Bruce Ray Riggs in the Florida 11th, his runs need some help. Thomas L. Rogers' contact still is needed. The July 28th images in the email column, if you add Dr. Clark's frequencies in the left frequency, you'll find 3.1 megahertz is best with a 240 kilohertz sweep. 1.567 megahertz at 148 kilohertz has BX and BY virus both at 37 kilohertz. Okay? The June 1994 European PCIM Journal, if you see Dort, Fisher, and Hammer on the N87 Siemens 400 kilohertz resonance transformation tube transformer, that's the high peak power for the ozone and UV simultaneous generation that we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the July 28th cancer and brain damage issues audio that were from the images from the DNC. And Robert's comments are in the July 29th email, if you have time. And the Hacknitz AI materials are coming soon on some materials that we're working on. Okay. And they're using dark fiber for high-speed trading, like your Texas individual versus the person in Clint's book. So
mm-hmm.
with that said, you know the reason why, if you look at those numbers that I gave you on air just now, those will put the first harmonics, the highest harmonic orders, in the first through the 11th harmonic bands of that stuff. And so it's a make-work project, but if you put all those things in the left-hand column, for all the stuff out of Dr. Clark's work, you'll find all the frequencies you're looking for.
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
so,
I believe it.
So 37 kilohertz is the real narrow band at 1.567 and 148 kilohertz sweep width. And you can decrease that down. So I think you'll find that's really easy to figure out in the lab.
Yeah. You know, it took them a long time to find that narrow band.
Well, I'm just saying that I hadn't actually had any time to actually ever do an analysis on this thing, but since I had this data that, you know, I saw your email come in within seconds, and I tried to respond back, and so see if the if those links work for you, just let me know, and if they don't, you know, I'll work something else out.
Okay. Well, listen, Jeff, thank you very much.
Yeah. So the delegate plan is kind of still working, but we need to basically make the big push and throw the rats out, and Anna's program is doing a little bit of work, but there's three or four things in parallel, so we can kind of get Clint's book out and work for Bruce Ray Riggs. I think that's what we need to do in Florida.
Yeah. They have a, you know, they had that DNC vice president guy, you know, and they made a big point about, well, he could speak Spanish. I had a chance to listen to his Spanish, and I'm not knocking the guy. I think that's not it at all. I was amused. I'm glad he speaks Spanish, but he happens to speak the fourth level of what's Cordon Ecuadorian Spanish, which is not spoken in many countries. He learned the Mayan dialect, and I wonder if he knows that. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to understand him.
Oh, I see. Hey, I attached the Rife microscope. It basically uses the properties from the Dewey doublet with six elements, and what it does is it does up collimation six times by six matched doublets with a glycerin index match to quartz. So that's a Gary Wade article. If you check the links on that,
it's interesting.
The one you're asking for a couple years ago, it's from 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah, all together. Listen, I think you have good stuff.
Okay, well, I think we're hitting it.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Okay, Jeff. You too.
Yeah,
thanks for calling. One of the things about which I was talking about at the end of the first hour about the conceptualized of the creation. I wonder if anyone is going to get it totally about the fine-tuning for life to exist on a planet, which was inferred in the message and information from the last call, which is what we're up against in terms of change of creation of life and information by the technocrats. Remember, 3 years ago, I was talking about how a water molecule turns with a change if it's called compression of the third bond of hydrogen to a new form of water, which I'm working on. And by the way, I didn't have the chance to respond well to last Sunday's caller. He was said he'd been a first-time listener, and he was talking about, I think he was trying to press me on the idea that patents could be stolen. I think it was a caller from Florida. Anyway, we were coming into the end of the call, and, of course, the commercial was going in. Kind of stuck into my mind because, but see, I have... I have two patents on special at the patent office that have to do with water. I've created another water molecule, a developmental system of a complete different diode system for monitoring the water in an electrostatic way. And I've challenged the patent for a General Electric's patent, which is electrifying water in its own way. Nothing wrong with the patent, but I challenge it. I'll be doing a post-grant challenge in the federal court on it. For the two patents, for the purpose for that caller, which I should not have wasted my time spending the whole week trying to survive in life and concerning that. But he had brought up a good point, is that, but you see, you're not, people don't steal things today. There's a process of infringements and other conceptual ideas. You see, it has to do with ideas. You know, you have the Hillary Clintons of the world who say, we'll have an exit tax on you bastards that are going somewhere. You nasty people of the 1%. You bad people. Who in the hell do you think invests and does the whole thing? I've come up with another thing. I've been offered on that one patent alone that's on special. You know why it's on special? Because it's not pending. The public won't see it. Because they don't want it at a time, because they want to use it in a good way to have me use the patent. And the whole thing, it has to do with the concept of water as a national security. And the whole thing, and that's the truth. I can tell you that much on air, you see. But the whole thing is that if people talk of the finance coming in the other way. I was talking about the storage of information in a water molecule, all the information of the world in the water molecule. Now, a lot of the people in Zurich had already developed the process of that, and it had been presented on the international stage in filing. So I was asked if I wouldn't put part of my amendment in terms of storing the world's information in a water molecule, which has already been done, and as a process of, in fact, the cilapurlican, which is a form of liver fluke, has a DNA code similar to humans. That's why it's used for medical studies. There are three plants on this earth that have a genetic code which is similar to the human brain. That is part of the development of the code to place human knowledge in a water molecule. So but this particular, we've gone further in terms of this. If somebody says, Doc, we'll give you $16 million for your water drop. And according to Hillary Clinton, I'm now 1% and a bad bastard, and I'm also thinking I'm causing all kinds of problems. The hell with you. I say it to your face. I should have said it to your face when I was in the White House. The thing is that I'm sick of it. You have how many jobs do you think would be created from that one patent? It's estimated out there will probably be minimum 500,000 people have new knowledge to be able to develop new jobs. It won't be the jobs that you see today because they're over. You know, you've got high wages and terms, you've got more hourly pay you've got to pay, you've got the regulations now where you have leave, and if you talk about somebody in a certain way, now you have bended genders to discuss in terms of the government's regulations. You've got all kinds of things except creativity. And the whole process is, so I'm going to say, okay, so if I accepted that money, okay, which I won't, I'm going to develop it in a certain way in terms of licensing, so there'll be more proliferation. As I say on my programs, then you invent it. If you think the 1% are so high and mighty and they're screwing people over, sure, they've got their wealth in the other, but, you know, I'll never live in the Hamptons because I don't care about it. You know, I'm a log cabin guy. I want to be left the hell alone. I want to be in the forest and mind my own damn business. I want to have a river to fish, but the fish doesn't have mercury or Giardia lambia in it. And in terms of the process, I just want to be left the hell alone. You know? And you know, the people that are coming out to the idea, sure, I'll continue to invent as long as I live. You know, that's why people are trying to keep me alive. They don't give a shit about, they don't care about me personally. They care about what I think. Which brings me back to where I was going in terms of storing digital data and DNA. Now, the computers that are coming out, you've got new computer programs coming out. And the thing is that, and the whole thing comes down to Microsoft's a good example because what they're interested in is storing the world's knowledge on in DNA. And they're moving along into that because, for instance, you can have a single cartridge right now. You contain about a half a mile of tape, and it can hold about 46 million books at 200 pages a piece. That's what they determined in Microsoft. Well, now, of course, you can have the DNA code converted. In other words, you have the DNA code, which is arginine, cytosine, thymine, and guanine, and these are the abbreviated blocks of protein you found in the DNA molecule. If you change, for instance, the arginine to information in a two-letter code and producing a string of codes, now you can have arginine be combined with thymine, arginine, and thymine and guanine. You know, you have a five code system, and put in a thing, you have the information code coming through, where you can have the storage of digital information in one DNA strand. So you can have the whole world's information system on that one strand, and then have that, and it can last for thousands of years. And of course, this is part of the genetic code that I talked about on the carvings of the Iron Monolith and the ancients that came to the earth with their codes, and which were carved, you know, before Hammurabi, calling the code of life. But the idea of what's happening in the present election cycle, people just say, well, Trump is a boorish fellow, and he should keep his head on his shoulders and other things. There's nothing wrong with saying that to him, because actually I think that too. All he has to do is keep his mouth shut. Don't fall sucker for these sucker baits of plutocrat, socialist, progressive bastards that are out here that are trying to take our life away, take our lifestyle away, take our children away, take our religion away, take the process of development and laugh all the way to the bank. So the whole thing comes down, we have a sense of morality in coming into the system. Now, you think this is an academic exercise we're discussing right now. No, the story of digital data and DNA is my prior art to the patent that I've developed in terms of saving the information coming in the other way, in a different way. That's why it's called us putting on special. We're already there. We're beginning on already there. And then you sit around and say, well, the water's fine. We can drink the water. We can drink the recycled water. I had a guy I wanted to talk about on my program today. And the attorney, he says, get over it that recycled water is contaminated in the other way. What do you think the water is in Las Vegas? Well, I know the sewage water is used to make those beautiful water color fountains in Las Vegas. I know that. But what about that pipe you got in Lake Mead, Jack? You know, to make sure that you got the underground pipe, took 3.5 years to build, you keep Las Vegas alive. I want to see Las Vegas alive for different reasons. I think it's the only sane town in the country, to tell you the truth. That's just my private view. And, of course, I long ago quit gambling for various reasons. You know, that's a... You know. And so the thing is, it's the only place you got 24/7 where you can get a decent meal, you know. I mean, I want my steaks to be medium. I want my whiskey good. I want to be able to have a place to work, mind my own damn business, and be able to enjoy life. That would be my paradox for this. So for fun, I put that into the storage of all information in the world in a drop of water. And the whole thing. So guess why it's on special? And the thing, the poor patent examiner never, the best physicist in the world from Spain looked over. And wanted to know, what that's another patent. You can't do that. It's a divisional patent. I just laughed my head off. That was funny. So the Hillarys of the world, they wouldn't want that process of it. I'll finish the story at the other end of the break, and thank you for turning up the sound. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The book reading list that I would recommend for you to get another grasp, and even a better grasp of the thinking process of the control of your mind and the global control over people on the globe through water and medicine and through change of brain dimensions. I would recommend what I was talking about in the first hour. It's a book by Robert Frank. It's called Success and Luck, Good Fortune and the Myth of Meritocracy. This is the theme, in other words, when the Attorney General use the word, well, it's all love. We should all love each other. And the Democratic Convention says it's all about love and everything. Well, that love that they mean is a little different than you mean, sweetheart. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to get yourself a real reality check. You understand person change or the reference person. You know, Trump's sitting up there. Trump's right, you know. The people voted for him. They voted for him because they saw through the corruption of the Republican Party, and the absolute total should be changed off the face of the earth. Democratic policies. Where you see the social progressive communists get their ideas for inequality is from a work by Branko Milanovic. Now, Milanovic has written a book which is called Global Inequality, A New Approach to the Age of Globalization. Here you have the inequality disguised, which he discovers in terms of putting out a physics formula, the implementation, which he is correct in his formulations, in my opinion. But the countries are plummeting. You have, you know, because of China's issues that they're having in terms of their economy and their failures. But they own our debt, you see, so they're going to pull themselves out with the American and bring us down. They don't want Trump in there because of that. Hillary Clinton made the deal. She's the one that sold off, you know, the most of the debt for the United States for the term of the bankrolling. And all those transactions are in there. And then you have, there's a piece of work that's very, in my opinion, another good piece of work by Elizabeth Hinton from Harvard University Press. It's talking about the war on poverty to the war on crime, where the making of a mass incarceration in America. And here, of course, is a full outline of the incarceration and change to eliminate white people by every method possible. This is why the Black Lives Matter group don't want the family. They've taken the Soros and Rockefeller centers and the rest of them have taken that theme of that paradigm as a new paradigm in terms of changing and destruction of the family, because that's the only thing white people have that they hang on to. So the idea of economists actually making predictions usually fail, because if you have a small change that you're making, you have an unexpectedly big effect, which has always been denied, but it's true. I mean, you have, instead of taxing income, according to Robert Frank, in terms where he talks about the myth of meritocracy, the economy is supposed to tax on consumption. So, in other words, if your carbon footprint is a certain amount, you will change it out. Of course, it'll be above $1.5 million for your life carbon footprint. But when you do that, then you will be either incarcerated, change medical plan, or exterminate, according to him. Which is already, they're drawing it up. It's part of the Democratic platform. My God, okay, you know, if you read, you can find it. So the income minus savings is enough to live on, according to the socialists. So you have a levies on a sales tax, and the rate will steep that through the income. They'll target the rich. People would save more, and unlike income tax, according to Dr. Frank, it might generate enough public funds to pay for the crumbling infrastructure and retiring boomers. Now, crumbling infrastructure is never put forth to include. They just think it's the roads or the bridges, which it is. But it's also the water. And that is where Frank's book on bureaucracy in terms of success and luck comes in.
You are tuned.
See you at the other end of the break. 800-213-9443.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways, and on the bottom of chloramine causes health damage on the first, on the front page of RBN, there is a article there that was done about a year ago by the American Free Press concerning superbugs. And it was at that time that I was mentioning the various forms of antibiotics that were in the mix that eventually can become in a resistant stage. They're called last resort antibiotics to bacteria. And as it stands now, there is a gene called the Costian resistant gene, which is known as MCR-1, by the way. This is very important for the on the code for that, because it's an antibiotic. It's is the antibiotic of the last resort. And of course, if the colistin resistant bacteria being showing in a different way in the United States, which it has, it was actually found, according to some documentation in medicine, in the May of 2015, and it was discovered by an Iowa company that's been testing, you know, thousands of bacteria collected from patients around the world over the last 2 years. And in my quest for the Trump platform of having a dismantling of the EPA and parts of the FDA to cover separate aspects of monitoring for bacteria-resistant bacteria, that it be placed as a separate division, and also have infrastructure include water. That's part of a Trump promise at this moment. I hope he makes presidency, because most of the government people in the government don't want change, and it's almost unbelievable to me that, but it's been going on for years, that the government people are unionized. There are some incredibly talented people in the government. I would say, on my own opinion, I would hit it at 85%, really talented people. And then there's another group. You know, I used to talk about that, which is true. You know, you'd go down the hallway in a government building, the people on the left were trying to kill you, and the people on the right were trying to save you. And they work right across the office from each other, you know. I remember when Madame Albright, when she was Secretary of State, somebody went in and stole her computer, her security computer. Never heard a word about it. We don't know if the Russians got that one, because the Russians were actually wiring the walls, you know, in those days. So there was a section in terms of bacteria and biochemistry of the war itself. And this brings us to a very delicate statement that has to be made, and it has to do with I'm bowed out of Uncle Sam in a lot of ways, but the biggest threat that is coming through the pipeline is terrorism with food. Food, of course, is taken on a whole new paradigm, and in terms of how you can be protected in some ways and not protected in another way. It's like the people at Harvard University's Weiss Institute have developed a cyborg stingray made of rat cells from the heart, and where you can have, let's say, 200,000 rat heart cells laid in layers, and of course it's made this artificial stingray as part of way to develop a new heart living machine. And the food supply concept came into that, you know. In other words, distinguishing aspects of how one would consume various forms of different foods under the new attacks that could be made on the food supply to change the food supply for poisoning people. So to bring that all around, it's very connected in terms of new antibiotics, which have not been developed, and the last resort of MER-1 as a callusin-resistant gene. So the idea here is to change the receptor of the human being for different kinds of food, of which the transmitter of the bacteria will be made. And Uncle Sam has asked me if I would contribute something into that, even though I'm out of the loop and put myself out of it, because I'm trying to have a way to do the program here and for RBN, and plus do my inventions and do the other positive development companies, create jobs, and essentially go against the Democrats if I can, and try to hope that the Republicans can eat soup instead of drinking whiskey. So we're in a hell of a problem, and food is at the top of the list, always has been. It's contaminated by the contaminated water. It's modified, and so it can survive. For instance, to be able to survive in salt water is going to be the next program to develop. So all of these things are developing ways the human body can react, you see. So you have ways here. You have ways here. You have to use the water as the medium. So we'll be discussing that as we move along into other ways that everything can be that can be looked at. Now, what's a very delicate subject in terms of, you first went out the door on the chloramine causes health damage. I was talking about, this was 9 years ago, about kidney dialysis not being able to use the water in terms of chloramine contact. And, of course, that's true, and it's a long story. It was made national news. I was claiming that the kidney people were saying, well, they weren't giving the real the real figures for kidney deaths because they didn't want them to know about the chloramine. Which turned out to be true. That took 4 years. But what we have now, you see, when at the tail end of the Clinton administration, the black folks decided that they weren't getting enough organs, and so they had the Health and Human Services, that person, reorganize the United States into zones because the black people felt left out. They weren't getting their organs, which was untrue. It makes a joke out of some of these Soros-backed plans of terms of trying to give information out. But you have approximately right now about 120,000 people on the national waiting list for a kidney. And any other kind of a donated organ, you have about, you get about 30,000 transplants a year. So the idea is to find another storage. In other words, to find more people who have organs. And, I'm amazed. See, this is the paradox. It's like Schrodinger's cat, you know, with the Einstein theory of reality. Which was very brilliant, because he said you can only see it if you observe it, which is what I wanted to talk about today. But the thing comes down to the fact that saying, well, we feel that the Republican presentation was dark. Now, here's another key word. See, the other one is love, and then this one for them, you know, to work it through. We all got to love the killings, you know. And that was the other reading of the Attorney General. It's like Jeb Bush, when he was governor, wouldn't let Schiavo have that cup of water, because Attorney General Reno said, well, she can't have the water because, you know, they're under government control in the coma definition. They asked Jeb Bush, and I've talked about this many times, he says, well, to intervene, he says, well, it's out of my hands. It's out of my hands. He's a governor, for Christ's sake. The only thing is, you know, he commutes people that are on death row. But you see, it's the control of the water and the food at that time. Well, now, boys and girls, it's real control of the food and water. And that's what the whole ballgame is on this election. Trump knows it. And the whole thing comes down to the fact of the movement of those interviews I had in terms of Missouri and Michigan when you're going into Flint. You know, and they talk about, well, the people in Flint are going up for, they're going to be indicted, and they've lost their jobs without pay. And they think, what happened to Washington, D.C.? when we exposed this, when we went on RBN, the thing they'd had for 14 years of abortions in Washington, D.C. from the water, and the whole thing, and the mayor was sniffing coke up his nose. They were taking, the blacks controlled that town, and they still do. The city council of that town is a Congress of the United States, and they knew it. What happened to all of those people? And Dr. Edwards, who was working at the EPA at the time, was fired because he exposed. I was the other one. I was the second one in line that exposed that. He exposed the abortions from chloramine in the water in Washington, D.C., and the EPA fired him. And now he is a consultant to Flint and trying to tell him, you know, they work at it. And then the Hillary people show up over. I feel so sorry for it. Obama says, I'm going to drink the water. It doesn't affect it. The lead is in the water. Don't worry about it. See? In the meantime, my figure at the time when I started was 9 million people dying over a period of a year's time from various kinds of organ failures from chloramine. Well, it hits the floor again tomorrow. They're talking about in the idea of the 40-year gap of the people not having the kidneys, and they do have the kidneys. They want to have these other centers have the development to finally bring up the contaminated water from chloramine. The chloramine causes health damage will be again on the floor of the Congress, and that begins tomorrow. So, on the idea of the organ transplants, we're going to get into the food contamination or terrorism in the third hour again, if I have time. But I'm going to just mention to you a list of the human body composition and the what's in the human body. Now, The human body has lead, which is calculated out in pounds, 10 to the thousand, 2 millionth of a percent. Now, the whole thing comes down, you see, they're saying, well, it has a minute amount. This is what the latest water thing is about, you know, the idea of using reusable water. But, you know, well, that's what bioaccumulation is about, friends, is the fact that it accumulates in terms of the process just as a toxicity for the Krebs cycle, which I talk about in chloramine cause health damage. So that's why I want the grand jury of science and technology, because people in Congress don't have enough science and technology wisdom to be able to change their vote underneath their desk. They'll put yes on one thing and come back and change their vote. See, that's what's been going on with the Republicans and Democrats. And that I'm not saying Trump could stop that, but the whole thing is, if he is elected, at least he'll shake things up, and work it through. My advice is to make sure he always wears a bulletproof chest vest. He watches his back. He has many bodyguards, and he has somebody taste his food. And I'm not joking. That was my advice to him. Yeah. And that's my advice to him. Of course, along to other things that I've given opinions on in terms of the water, of which he sought me out to ask, and I appreciate that. So a human being has 97 pounds of oxygen, 27 pounds of carbon, 15 pounds of hydrogen. This is based on an average body mass of about 150 pounds. And of course, you have phosphorus and minute amount, sulfur, potassium, chlorine, we've got 2/10 of a pound in the body. I got sodium, it's about the same. Of course, those are the electrolytes that you need to live. Magnesium is about 7/10 of a pound. Iron is 9/1000 of a pound. Fluorine is 5/1000 of a pound. Zinc, very small amount, silicon, zirconium, rubidium, strontium, and bromine. Now, this is one of the high-technology toxins that are used for the killing machine for depopulation. That's why the government took over the regulations for growing strawberries, because they could use a bromofluoride iside in the strawberry. And they do that under the word of love because they want everybody to buy strawberries and romance. And they passed the laws for that, that you could advertise that way. So they always show strawberries redder than they are in terms of things so they can get the bromothiazide into your body. You have niobium, another regulated thing. That's in the body, human body. Copper, aluminum, cadmium, boron, arsenic, vanadium, and tin. Mercury you already have. That's in the two treated amount is already in the body. Manganese and selenium, iodine, of course, and then gold. You have a lot of gold. That's why human beings are being mined for gold on the crematoriums, the same as it was done years ago in the Second World War. You have nickel. Human beings are being mined for nickel. Molybdenum, titanium, tellurium, antimony, lithium, chromium, cesium, cobalt, silver, uranium. Now, the uranium in the water has been around for about 45 years, which I've talked about, basic poisonings of that, and that's the truth of it. And you just say, well, I'm going to pass it on. You glaze over on the eyes and don't realize that you're being used as already part of the matrix. And then, of course, radium. Now, radium is in trillions of amounts in the human body. Every element that I just gave to you is in a meteorite. Every element that I gave you is in the cosmic osmic system of cosmic bodies that have been found on the Earth. Every element that I gave to you was already figured in terms of called another element and compound 4,000 years before Christ carved in stone. The person who did the periodic chart did it from a dream, and he quoted out his dream on a piece of paper, and it's never been changed since 1800. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and it's showtime. 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're talking about the periodic table that has to do with your everyday life. The new elements that have been added to the periodic table are elements 113, 115, 117, and 118. And they're called nonium, which is a symbol in H. And, of course, neron, number 113. And then, of course, you have the process of tenascine and orgeacium. That's because they were discovered in those states. Now, the element that is now called florvillium and liberum aureum, which is number 116, they were placed in the periodic table in 2011. And these, of course, are elements that have been involved in discoveries from cosmic information and the discovery of the extraterrestrial brain, which is part of the research of artificial DNA folds and that have been discovered from foreign bodies from the cosmos, which the public should get a grasp on and accept and discover, as that's what I had in the first hour, the concept of the creation of the universe as it was, as I calculated out as a blink, I call it the blink of an eye. So with all that being said, you ask yourself where the recovery, economic recovery, in the United States based upon the development of new knowledge. And what we have is there's a, it needs about, the United States needs about, it's figured by the General Accounting Office, about $1.8 million a year just to employ new graduates, which is not going to happen. The median household income has remained virtually unchanged since the year 2009. Actually, that's not really true. It hasn't changed since the year 2000. And about 14 million Americans have left the workforce since Obama took office. And most of the health care costs have allocated out 150% increase since 2009. And, of course, we all have heard about student loan debt. Well, they took the debt. You know, it's jumped by 70% according to the government figures of the Congressional Accounting Office. So in other words, there isn't any growth. You have a 1% gross national product report, not anymore than a week ago. We're going to see you at the third live hour of Parker Pathways. Call on numbers 800-313-9443. And thank you for being aboard. We'll see you on the third live hour of Parker Pathways.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.